just Jay from Early Merge with Tim and Yvonne, and I'm speaking to one of the great wonders of the world, the lovely Julia Childs. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well and very happy to be here in Dallas. We've had a good time at Sur la Table. Sold a lot of books.
You sold all the 600 books of your new book that you had, plus everything else that they had in the store. You cleaned them out.
Well, that's wonderful. I don't know how many we signed, but we have a good system going, so it went pretty fast.
You must have writer's cramp from all the autographs you signed.
Well, you just use your fingers. You can go on and on. We could still sign another 600.
What's your secret for good barbecue?
Is to go to Sonny Bryant's. I don't think you can make it nearly as good yourself because they probably have a secret formula, I think. It's the best I ever had, I think.
Are you going to the original one on Inwood Road by the hospital district?
That's the original one. That's going to be my third or fourth time. It's wonderful barbecue, isn't it?
I like sitting on the little school desks that they have in there.
Yes, I think it has a lot of kind of funky charm, hasn't it?
Yeah, and you can smell it like for miles when they're smoking it.
Oh, you can you? How are his other restaurants?
They have a restaurant in Fort Worth, Texas, in Sundance Square, and they have another one downtown in the West End.
Uh-huh.
But they're nothing compared to the little shack that they have on Inwood Road.
The old-fashioned one that's the best.
That's the way to do it.
Yep, it is.
So let me ask you about your... everybody knows who you are from your TV shows.
Well, I've been in cooking. My first TV cooking show was in... Before you were even a raven thought of in 1963. And we're here because we have a new little book that's come out called Julia's Kitchen Wisdom. And it's a quick reference book. If you know something about cooking and you're in the kitchen and you've forgotten how long to roast a leg of lamb or what to do with the lamb chops or how to bring back a hollandaise, you just get quick notes on how to do it.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving feast?
Had a wonderful one. I was in Providence, Rhode Island. The only trouble was I didn't cook the turkey myself, so I didn't have any leftovers.
Well, that's good, right?
Well, that's too bad, because I love to have turkey sandwiches after the feast, don't you?
I still have some leftovers if you'd like some.
How did you keep them? Did you freeze them?
Yes, I froze the portions that I took from my mother that she didn't have completed, so I took some turkey home.
Oh, is it still good? Wouldn't it dry out?
Well, if it's fresh frozen, I froze it, and I figured it would be okay. I'll just warm it up in the microwave, right?
Well, I don't know how good it'll be after, just because it sort of dries out if it's just roasted and then frozen.
Well, what do you recommend I do with it?
Well, I think turn it into soup. Would make a very good soup, because I think just roasted is... It dries it out anyway, and then freezing it dries it out more. So you could cook it in the sauce, or else make a soup with it. Then it would be delicious, I think.
I'll try that.
Good.
Okay. Do you have any tips for any young fledgling cooks out there in radio land or TV land, for that matter?
Well, I think if you want to learn how to cook, find some friends who are good cooks and offer to help them. And then you just, by being with them, you learn how to cook. You just suddenly find, after being with them for several times, that you know how to do things. I think that's the best and the happiest way of learning how to cook.
Well, that's wonderful. We appreciate the time you put out for us. Now I have one more question for you.
All right.
And I'm wondering if I can touch your hair.
If you can what?
If I can touch your hair.
You certainly can. Why would you touch my hair?
Because it's pretty, just like
Well, that's nice. Well, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
And happy holidays.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Goodbye. Nice to see you.